The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the Sam Brewski. And this is Hoop Bowl Grizz.
Welcome back, Sam.
Yes, good to be back, my man.
Glad you're back. Glad you're feeling better. We are here post-game. The Memphis Grizzlies managed to hold on. They were destroying the Nets. And then Caris LeVert decided he was going to play a little bit of basketball.
He said he was going to have a game.
He was, yeah. He led all scorers with 43 points and 746 threes made.
Yes.
It was insane. 115 to 110 is the final score. The Grizzlies improved to 3-6 on the season after an absolutely unacceptable loss to the shorthanded Cleveland Cavaliers. Are you freaking shitting me, man?
Ouchies.
I apologize about no post-game yesterday. It was a rough day, to say the least. I wanted to be there. It just was not happening. And after the kind of day I had, I'm like, you know what? It just keeps piling up. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, yesterday just wasn't a good day for anybody.
It was rough, man. So, you know, I still cannot believe. We're going to get into the post-game about the Nets, but I'm going to complain about this loss. So if the Grizzlies are shorthanded, yes they are shorthanded. The Cleveland Cavaliers were missing Sexton and Garland on top of a number of other people. Damian Dotson was their freaking starting point guard. And the Memphis Grizzlies, somehow managed to lose
by four
to the G League Cleveland Cavaliers. What is going on?
It was 94-90.
I went back and watched the end of the fourth quarter. The last 90 seconds of the game, the Grizzlies did not score. JV made two free throws to get them to 90. They were still in the game at that point. Didn't score again. Not acceptable. I'm not going to dig into that game a whole lot. I just had to talk about it a little bit because, yeah, how do you lose those games? How do you lose those games? They didn't execute. It was awful. This game, they almost messed around and done the same thing to a
scrub Nets team.
They were killing them. Okay, so it was a little bit weird. JV gets pulled out. Like, he comes out first half, plays.
Does his thing.
Doing okay, right? You know, 8-4?
Eight and four.
So 8-4 in the first half for JV. And then they pull him for the health and safety protocols. There is confirmation from a Grizzly source that it was not a positive test for JV. We don't have any clarity as to what it is yet. But he was pulled off the floor, unable to return. At the point that he was, like, when they went in at halftime, the Grizzlies were dominating, destroying the Nets on the glass. They had 9 offensive rebounds and, like, 17 second chance points off of those 9 offensive rebounds, just mopping up on the glass. And they were beating them by 20. Come out in the third, Caris LeVert turns it on. I don't even remember how many he scored in the third. I know that he was on fire.
A bunch.
He did not miss much. He was killing the Grizzlies in the third. Caris LeVert willed the Nets back into this game, but the Grizzlies stopped rebounding. That gap in the first half got completely erased, and I don't know that Brooklyn ever passed them. I think the closest they got it was to within one. And let's see here. Final rebounding total for the Grizzlies was 46. Final rebounding total for the Nets was 42. So they pulled it back within 4 after the Grizzlies having a pretty good size lead in rebounding. And Isaac and I were talking about rebounding the last time he was on the show. The Grizzlies have got to clean the glass. JV is an excellent rebounder. Outside of JV, they don't have a dominant rebounder. Brandon Clark is pretty good. He can jump like crazy. And he had a pretty good rebounding game tonight. How many Brandon end up with? I know he had 8.
He had,
in the,
He had 8 rebounds.
8?
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't really get any more because I think he had 8 at the half. I'm almost positive Brandon had 8 at the half.
If he about to say he had something close to that. So.
He was close to 8. Yeah. He didn't grab many in the second half.
I think
half.
He had 6.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I think it was 6.
Okay. I knew it was he had the majority of his in the first half, so he didn't rebound well in the second half. Big game for him though. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Brandon Clark, thank you very much. My fantasy team loves you.
Yes.
3 for 7 from 3. Tyus Jones, 11 points. He double-doubled, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals. Solid game from Tyus. They executed when it mattered. You know, it came down to it. They closed the game. Dylan Brooks was good tonight. Brandon Clark was good tonight. Xavier Tillman played well. He played big. He had a block on Jared Allen, and I was loving it. He got out of position, it looked like. And then he still managed to block the shot. So shout out to all of you guys who said Xavier Tillman couldn't play the 5.
Smack in the face to y'all.
Yeah, he can. He can play the 5. He's only 6'8". Don't care. He can play the 5.
Have y'all, the thing is, if y'all listen to this, have y'all seen that man? He's freaking huge. Yeah, he's only 6'8", but he's like as wide as he is tall. He's huge.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've actually seen him like, play. This is like the first time I've seen it. He did awesome. That's what I'm going to say right there.
Dylan Brooks had 24 and 4. No assists for him tonight. That's a little bit of a letdown. Dylan has been passing the ball well. He was a little more aggressive, and I think maybe that was a little bit of the coaching staff saying, hey, you know, we're glad that you're showing you can be a facilitator, but we don't have anybody else out there that can score the ball. We need you to score the ball. He done that well tonight, 24 and 4. Kyle Anderson, 7, 4, and 6 with a steal.
JV,
8-4. We talked about that. He got pulled off. That breaks his streak of double doubles. Sam, take it from there.
All right. Grayson Allen had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and shot 3 for 7 from the field. DeAnthony Melton had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. Shot 6 for 10. That's 60%. I'm digging it. Desmond Bane, this is what I like to see. 10 points. 2 rebounds, 1 steal, shot 2 for 6, not great, but he did play 21 minutes, so I'll take it. That's awesome. Xavier Tillman, suck on that, DeAndre. 6 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and only 19 minutes.
And he had that block, so that was good for him.
Yes, it was
Gorgie
awesome.
Didn't score tonight. He did have 4 rebounds and a pretty good assist to Brandon there close to the end of the game. Tim Frazier, it's our first Tim Frazier sighting.
I like it. I like Tim Frazier.
So, you know, he's figuring out the offense. It's short term for him. You know, this is a hardship thing, as many injuries as the Grizzlies have. We didn't even talk about him whenever they made the signing, and I apologize. I generally try to do that anytime that they make any roster moves. I try to get a little information and kind of bring it to you guys. I didn't with Tim Frazier because it's going to be short term. As the team gets healthy, you know, he's just going to go away. This is what it is. They needed somebody else that can handle the ball.
Needed
he
the
came
body.
In. He done that well. Hooray. Welcome to the team, Tim Frazier.
For 4 days.
Probably won't be here long. I hope you play well while you're here.
He will. He usually does.
So, Sam, I don't want to do this.
Uh-oh.
Especially after my day yesterday, but I'm going to be a little bit negative right now.
Uh-oh.
I was watching the worst play in the history of the NBA.
It's one of them.
From the Cavaliers game.
Yep.
And I couldn't help but notice. I watched it, and I was laughing at what Andre Drummond, done with the basketball. I was watching. I was laughing. But the most glaring thing to me in that video was JV's defense, man.
I knew you were going to say that.
I can't deal with it. It ticks me off so bad. This dude, center field is the best way to describe it. That's how he plays defense. He was so far, he was at least 12 feet off of Andre Drummond.
I was going to say 10, but 12 works too.
I mean, it may 10 to 12 either way. It's still, he's too far off of him. Andre Drummond doesn't have a jump shot. He doesn't. I still do not know how he didn't get a defensive 3 second. He wasn't guarding him. He was not. Until Drummond dribbled in, he was not guarding him. JV was standing there with his feet planted in the paint,
his
10 to 12 feet. He just looked like he was.
Looks like he's a big T.
I don't know. Hovering to take a poop in a public bathroom. That's what it looked like he was doing. And that's exactly what his defense was. Is a deuce.
Is a public bathroom. Yuck.
I can't get over it, man. I love JV. I know you got to take the bad with the good. I understand that, but dear Lord, anybody, any other center in the league, there are probably less than a handful of guys that you can play that far off of because you don't have to worry about their jump shot. Just so happens Drummond is one of them, but Andre Drummond is not so fleet-footed that he's going to blow past you and yam it in your face. Like, he's not going to do that. You don't have to play that far back. It's ridiculous. Huge win tonight. Not really that huge. They should have beat them.
It could have been a huge one, but they let them come back. They just wanted more drama in their life. That's what it was.
We don't need any drama. We got enough where the majority of the roster is
dead.
You know, injured. I don't know. It's nuts, man. Sorry. The JV
depressing
thing still, it's pulling me back in, but I'm not going to go back into that. So a lot of positives from tonight's game. A lot of good stuff from tonight's game. See how that goes moving forward. What is next for the Memphis Grizzlies? Sam, who's our next opponent?
Let's have a look-see. It comes Monday, and it's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Travel to Cleveland.
Yes.
Got to win that game.
Have to.
If they lose, they only play them twice. You know, Eastern Conference team only going to play them twice. If they lose to the freaking Cavaliers again, man, I don't even know. Not like I can. I mean, there's not really anything I can do, but there's no reason to lose to the Cavaliers. Yeah, I don't have. With all of the injuries, should we have high expectations? No. I'm invested in this team, though. I can tell you that much. I want to see them win, and I want to see them beat teams that they're supposed to beat. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, without their two best players, regardless of who's missing from the Memphis Grizzlies, they should beat them. The Grizzlies roster, you take Sexton and Garland off of that, off of the Cavaliers roster, the Grizzlies roster without Ja and Jaren and Justice is better. It's still better. Their roster is still better than that Cavaliers roster. They had no true point guard on that team, and the Grizzlies still managed to blow it.
By 4 points. Like, come on, guys.
It don't matter if it was by 440.
It's like, come on, guys. 4 points to, like.
They couldn't close the game.
Yeah.
They couldn't. And that's, you know, I mentioned this to Isaac the other, like, ball movement. At the end of the game, it seems like they go into a little bit more of an ISO thing. And I don't think that's, maybe it is by design. I don't know. I hope it's not. Because it's not nearly as effective as moving the ball. And that's, you know, you can watch the game and you can see that it's not. 100% it's not. We'll see. 3-6 on the season. 115-110 is the final score of tonight's game. Memphis Grizzlies are 3-6. Next game is Monday in Cleveland. I wonder how long JV's going to miss. Based off of what I'm seeing with the health and safety protocols with the league.
It's about a week, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's not a positive test, then it's like a 7-day quarantine.
Yeah.
So JV may not even travel with the team. You know, they got Monday against Cleveland, Wednesday and Friday they're in Minnesota. And then they're back home Saturday against the Sixers.
That'll be his next game.
So he may be back by the time that gets here. I think we'll just have to wait and see. Obviously, you know, if it's health and safety, he's going to have to get tested. We're going to have to see where that goes.
Yep.
Sammy Boy, was there anything in tonight's game that you saw that really just jumped off the page for you?
Caris LeVert.
I mean, he didn't.
No, I know.
Yeah, he was.
Well, they won at least. Dude. Dylan scored his number. I thought that was cool. But, no, I think, let me make sure before I say this, they did not beat him in three-point percentage. I was like, I thought they did, but they did not. They made one more three-pointer than them, and they shot
one
less.
Yeah, I mean, Caris LeVert was seven for nine.
Yeah, I was checking, though, because I knew it was close. Yeah,
just extremely efficient. He was just on, man.
He had a game. It was a game.
He wasn't missing. Like, he didn't miss much.
Their free throw percentage was pretty good. It was 85%, 86%.
Yeah, both teams went into the half without missing a free throw. Yeah, so, they were shooting the ball good from the free throw line.
Assist numbers were good. They rebounded.
They did. They ended up winning the rebounding. It got close. They had a really hefty lead in rebounding. In the second half, that got, like I said, it was almost completely erased and managed to hold that up. You got to rebound. You know, with the Grizzlies and with all of the injuries, you have to rebound. You have to limit the second chance points. They were able to do that. And it got them the win. It did. It's like not that in and of itself, but that is definitely one of the things that helped them get this win tonight. They've got to do better. Moving forward, going into Cleveland, they've got to do better. Overall, they have to continue to move the ball. You know, Dylan, I obviously don't want him, you know, head in the sand, driving to the bucket, shooting from everywhere, Dylan. I hope that at some point he can find a mixture of the, okay, it's time for me to score, or it's time for me to play make. I want him to be able to find that. And the playmaking stuff, we really have just seen that this year. He's had a couple games, you know, in the past where he's flashed, you know, decent assist numbers. But, you know, I think he's averaging just under four assists. I think it's like 3.4. It probably went down after tonight's game because he had none. But, you know, he's reading the floor a lot better. I'd love to see him put it all together before Ja and Jaren come back because of what that's going to bring to the team.
I agree.
Yeah. Shorthanded win against the Nets that were also shorthanded. Caris LeVert was incredible. Big game from Brandon. He, you know, 3 for 7. I don't understand it. This is one thing. So Brandon made three threes. He was 3 for 6 from three, and then he shot and missed another one. But he had a couple there late in the game where he was wide open and he hesitated. And I'm like, you've been knocking them down. Why are you hesitating all of a sudden? So you can tell that the confidence is still not completely there for him. Good game. I'm not going to bash him. You know, it's a season high for him, and he shot well around the basket, shot well from three, you know, 3 for 7 from three. I'll take that from him all day long. Best game of the season in a landslide, 21-8-5-1 steal, 2 blocks. 41% from the field, 43% from three. He missed his only free throw, and he only had one turnover. That's it. Good game from Brandon.
Can't beat it. Can't ask.
He was never
better.
Gone. I never gave up on him. Some people did. Dummies. Happy to see him playing well. It was conditioning and then, you know, making adjustments. The shot, the form, getting better with every game. It's looking more fluid. He, you know, he let the few that he made, you can tell it was just, all right, catch and shoot. He knew that he was letting it fly as soon as he caught the ball. There was no thought process. There was no hesitation. There was nothing. It was ball hit his hands. He's going up with a shot. Came out smooth. Made the basket. Good stuff. You got anything else on the game tonight, Sam?
No, not really. Pretty much covered everything, I believe.
Yeah,
Everything good.
I think we're going to see Justice pretty soon.
I'm wanting to see Jaren and Justice pretty soon.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get Justice back before Jaren.
Well, I don't like that.
And we're getting closer to kind of a, you know, the MLK game is the 18th of this month. We're 10 days away from that. There's been rumblings, thoughts, people suggesting that Jaren may be back before that game against the Suns. We'll see how that goes. But I definitely would love to see Justice come back and play well.
I'd like to see what he can do. Well, I mean, yep. I've seen what he can do, but
yeah, with you know, team, I mean, see him in this offense, how yep. he, you know, how he plays with these guys. The chemistry definitely seems to be there. You know, I mean, we've not got to obviously we hadn't got to see it on the court, but just you know, he played with Tyus in college, and you can just tell there's a connection with those guys. So that's a big plus. I'm ready for it, ready to get some of these guys healthy. I think Ja is getting, you know, he's been putting in work. He hadn't been going full speed, been kind of testing the ankle a little bit, but not, you know, there's a big difference from warm-ups and making a couple cuts in warm-ups than it is from going 100%. So, you know, we're still probably a week or two from him, but I don't know that he goes the full 5 weeks. I don't think he ends up going the full 5 weeks, so.
I'm ready to get everybody back, get to playing. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
Let's get it.
It's, you know, they've been in games even with guys being shorthanded. Kyle, you know, started off the year on fire, and then he's kind of cooled down some. I you know, I think he still got it in there. I don't know exactly what's going on with him there. But we'll see. We got another shot. Monday night to look at it whenever they go for the rematch, the revenge win against the Cavaliers. I'm going to be super disappointed if they don't win that game.
I would put money on it that they're going to win, but I'm not that confident yet. We'll see.
All right. Speaking of putting money on it, if you're going to put money on it,
Segway. Go
over to mybookie.ag. Use the promo code HOOPBALL. And put money on it there. MyBookie.ag is the best online sports book out there. They have more lines and better odds for the players than any other sports book. You know the promo code. I told you it is HoopBall. Get over to MyBookie, sign up, let them know that we sent you, and they will be hooking you up for letting them know that we sent you. We talk about it. You know what it is. MyBookie.ag, online sports book. You bet, you win. You get paid.
It's that easy.
We're going to get out of here. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I am at DWheel2111. Sam is?
It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118. And until next time,
go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Jaeger!
This has been a HoopBall presentation.